Welcome to Legal Treats with Attorney Eileen. It's a beautiful Saturday morning here from the Philippines, and I know it's Friday evening there in Texas. So good evening there in Texas. I am Nesca, sitting in for Attorney Eileen, and ako muna ang inyong makakasama today while Attorney Eileen is still recovering. Medyo masama lang pakinando ni Attorney Eileen, so get well soon, Attorney Eileen. And anyway, hindi naman ako mag-iisa for today's video because I will be joined in by another brilliant woman who's always been with us since the start of the Legal Treats season. And it's no other than Krisha, please come in.
Hi everyone, it's me again. You're your director here in Lawin Media Network. So we are live in Lawin Media Network. And just in case na you missed this episode, you can always go to our page, in our Facebook page, in our YouTube channel to watch it again for a replay. So, Nesca, kumusta ka naman?
Right. This production is proudly brought to you. Yes. Okay. This production is proudly brought to us by Lawin Media Network, and we're currently live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. So be sure to join us every 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you missed us live, don't worry. You can catch the replay on over 15 podcast platforms, including Spotify, Google, Amazon, Apple, and more. So stay tuned and stay engaged. So Krisha, how's life? Krisha is in law school right now. So our topic for today is for anyone who's ever thought about law school or is currently in it. So we will discuss why we chose law school, the highs and the lows, and whether we regret it at all. So my amazing host, co-host, Krisha, how are you?
Sasakit ng ulo ko. Imagine mo. Just to share you, Nesca, and I was late actually for work the other day kasi super stress ko sa law school kasi hindi, like, okay, I really hate numbers except for money, of course, pero yung tax subject, it's just really hard for me to grasp. That's why I was having a hard time, you know, sleeping because I keep on thinking about it and napafrustrate na ako. That's why I opted to, you know, take medication para makatulog. And ang ending nun, I was late for work. So that's just how, you know, that's just how.
Yes, mahirap kasi talaga ang tax.
I know. That's just how stressful law school for me currently is. But what about you, Nesca? Since you already graduated from law school, how's it going for you so far?
Well, after graduating law school, akala mo talaga parang nabulutan ka ng tinik. Kasi after law school, you still have to prepare for the bar examination kasi we have to take the bar first before we become lawyers. So, ayun, life so far has been good sa akin on my part, but yeah, I'm just grateful na tapos na ako sa law school and I don't have to deal with everyday resit and the cramming, the procrastinating, balancing work and law school. But yes, I think parang nabunutan ka ng tinik. That's really the feeling after you graduate from law school. But before that, Krisha, I'd like to ask you first, basic question, first question ng mga tao, if they know that you are a law student or a law graduate. First question would be, why did you choose law school?
You know, that's a very good question. And that's the most common question that I encounter if people know na I'm a law student. That's why, before we go on to that question, or before I answer that, there is a famous law school movie in the Philippines. It's called, or it's entitled Bar Boys. So let's try to, you know,
yes,
to see first and watch it. Baka may ma-inspire tayo. To all our viewers, if you want me to comment below, and we will read it for sure.
Eric Vicentio, Ma'am, congrats po. 90% passing rate, 50 students, 5 failures.
Correction, it's 4. Kung kumuha ko na exams right after my father died, pasado ako, sigurado yan.
Salamat po.
Pero hindi ako mag-exam. But what you did was very brave. You are not a failure in my book, you know that. You have earned my respect, and my respect is expensive. So, saan ka magre-review?
Siguro mag-negosyo na lang ako, kaya magko-call center.
Ganon. I'm not here to convince you. Kung gusto mong tumigil anytime, pwede kung gusto mo. Pero bago ka mag-desisyon, meron kang dapat malaman. Kung ano ang ginawa ni Chris at ni Toran para pumasa ka sa subject.
Grabe, hindi ko alam na si Chris pala. Hindi nila sinabi sa akin.
I did not change your grades at all. That's very unethical. But I would have a choice between a cut-off and a curve. I used the cut-off. Umabot ang grade mo sa 75% instead of 8. Kaya pumasa ka.
Hindi ko alam kung anong mararamdaman ko na pumasa lang ako dahil sa impluensya ng frat.
Oh, no. Now frat has power over me. Remember that. I like brotherhood and sisterhood, but not sibling violence. I will deal with them once I get further evidence. You know, in your case, I am not heartless at all. They told me everything about you, what you've gone through. In fact, may isang kaibigan ka na nasaktan. Ang isa naman kinain ng pride. They believe in you. They even made me believe in you. Ikaw na lang ang hindi believe sa sarili mo.
Nakakapanghina ako kasi. Sabi ng tatay ko, sarili ko lang ang kalaban ko. Pero napapagod na ako matalo.
The poet Rilke once wrote, "The purpose of life is to be defeated by greater and greater things." Kung hindi ka natatalo, hindi ka na gumagalaw. Look at you. You're still here. Every time you say you wanna quit, you're just asking for help. And it takes strength to ask for help. It's so good that you have friends who are there for you. So, what's it going to be? Do you fight or do you quit?
All right, so that's a very, very, very powerful message, right? So,
gusto ko yung, ano, yung sinabi niya na the purpose of life is to be defeated by greater and greater things. And we'll further discuss that later, right?
Yeah, all right. So we will further discuss about the movie and, of course, law school itself after a short break. So stay tuned. Don't leave. Okay, guys. Guys, you have seen the video, no?
And we're back.
We are. So they've seen, ano, no, the video from Bar Boys. So, you know, kapag tatanungin mo ang kabataan ngayon, kung ano nga bang parang nag-motivate sa kanila or what inspired them to enter law school, that video actually plays a big part. Kasi in a, sa isang part dun sa movie na yon, no, parang pinakita ni ng professor na I forgot the exact words na na-mention, but dugo ang nakataya sa bawat artikulong binabasa natin. So that creates a big impact to, you know, to all on how or why they wanted to enter law school. Ikaw ba? Sa tingin mo ba? Like, oh, okay, let me ask you this question. What made you enter law school? Or what was your undergrad first?
Oh, okay. My undergrad then was mass communication. So, yeah, I'm into journalism. I'm into broadcasting. I write news, report news every day of my life. So, yun, I'm not really sure kung ano yung nag-motivate sa akin to enter law school. Pero basta, parang naisip ko lang, it's just, at the spur of the moment na, sige, mag-law school ako, parang hindi ko siya pinag-isipan, nabubuhay ko. I mean, it was not even a childhood dream. Parang naisipan ko lang, oh, sige, what if mag-law school ako? Parang, I don't know, siguro yung, I don't know, hindi ko talaga alam. Until now, mahirap sagutin kung bakit ako nag-law school. Basta napaisipan ko lang na, sige, mag-law school ako. What if mag-law school ako? Anong mangyayari sa buhay ko? And so it's, sabi nga nila, it's a leap of faith eh. Parang hindi ko alam what's in it and what are the challenges that I may face during law school. Basta parang tumalun na lang ako bigla. Nag-law school na ako. Tapos, ayun, hindi ko nga alam how I survived law school. But yeah, I just, ang hirap kasi, mahirap talaga kasi yung law school. So, ayun, hindi hanggang ngayon hindi ko pa masagot yung tanong kung bakit ako nag-law school.
I'm, you know, not that's sure super that. Interesting kasi it's rare for me to meet someone na they don't know the reason why they entered law school mismo, no? Kasi kapag it's so common na kapag tinanong mo yung isang tao or a law student, if you ask a law student, why did you enter law school? Kasi that's the most basic question na lalo na kaka-start pa lang ng semester, our professors always ask us, why did you enter law school? Or why are you still in law school? And we always answer, or some answers the same thing na, because they wanted to fight for others. For some, it's for, you know, promotion, job promotions. And for others, you know, for a sense of achievement. And for me,
yes, you know what, lagi ko na lang sinasagot yan. It's a generic question to help people to serve. Yeah. Yun naman kasi talaga. And I think law school is really helpful nung nagtatrabaho ako sa media. Kasi you get to apply the things you learned inside the classroom. Yung mga, like, kasi may mga tao nagtatanong ganito, ganyan. Usually yung mga tao, yung mga inaapi or like the victims, they don't know their rights. So it's helpful din naman sa akin and sa kanila that somebody knows something about the law. Because marami kasing hindi alam yung law. So I think it's also a calling for me to share what I've learned in law school. And ayun, I think it's helpful, helpful talaga yung law school. It's not only, it does not only define kung ano yung parang ano yung motivation ko nung nag-law school ako. But in my everyday life, ang laki ng part ng inaaral ko sa law school. So,
wow. That's so inspiring, even for me, ha? Na law student at the moment. And as for my case naman, going back to your question, or going back to the question that I threw at you, no? My undergrad was actually political science. So, basically, kapag nagtapos ka kasi ng pol sci, ang conception ng mga tao is you can easily go or run for politics, right? So, why still enter law school? Well, originally, I wanted to enter into politics, no? And that's my plan naman after I, you know, after law school, eventually if I pass the bar, hopefully manifesting talaga na I pass the bar. And after, for siguro mga 5-6 years na into service ako, I want to enter politics. Kasi although there's this passion of serving people, legally speaking, feeling ko kasi mas, ano, mas madami pa akong matutulungan if I am in position. That's why I want to enter politics. That's the reason behind my undergrad then.
Okay. Kaya pala nag-ano ka, nag-polsay ka. Kasi you're really preparing yourself for law school and to enter politics.
Indeed. Kasi as much as I hate to admit it, may factor kasi na abogado ka, alam mo yung batas. So, ayun nga, gaya nga lang sabi mo kanina, hindi naman lahat ng tao alam ang batas. So, I'm going to apply that knowledge then in, you know, educating other people, especially our constituents, in the future.
Totoo. Kasi, ang hirap din kasi if you don't know the law, if you don't know, kasi yung law kasi it's part of our life. And if we don't know it, we don't know where to stand. We don't know what to do. We don't know what to pursue also. So, we don't know kung anong remedies na meron tayo if we don't know the law. So, ayun, I think that's the beauty of lawyering. That's the beauty of being in law school. That's the beauty of studying law school. You're able to help yourself as well as other people.
Indeed. Kaya kahit na alam mo, kahit na umiyak-iyak na ako araw-araw because of how hard law school is, you know, I'm thriving. Like, there's this, yun nga, yung factor of helping other people, of making my father proud then, of course. And yun yung nagpupush sa akin na just keep on going. May mga times, admittedly, may bumagsak na ako sa subject, sa law school. At first, hindi ko siya tanggap. Kasi I grew up na competitive ako with regard to my ACADS. Pero, ewan ko, dito sa law school, dito lang ako, I was slapped by the reality that you cannot, you know, that you, hindi lahat papabor sa'yo. That's what law school is to me right now. So, but, yun nga, sabi nga dun sa movie, ang kalaban mo lang naman is sarili mo. So, no matter how hard or how many times you fall, just make sure that, you know, babangon ka ulit. Babangon ka. Kahit ilang beses pa yan.
Tama. To reiterate lang, sabi ko lang ulit yung sinabi sa movie na the purpose of life is to be defeated by greater and greater things. Kapag hindi ka natatalo, hindi ka na gumagalaw. Yun yung sabi doon. So, yeah. Failure, it's part of law school. You're not a law student if you've not experience failure. Not necessarily may bagsak sa subject, but yung bagsak sa recit, bagsak sa quiz, bagsak sa exam. I'm sure every one of us could relate into that. Kasi tayo, sobrang takot sa law school that time eh. So, ayun. Mag-break
yes.
na tayo.
Okay, so we will continue with this interesting discussion after a short break.
Okay.
In a world filled with fleeting moments, there's beauty waiting to be captured. My name is Christian, and I specialize in immortalizing your most precious memories. From elegant weddings to vibrant events and timeless portraits, I'm here to make every moment unforgettable. Let me tell your story through the lens. Contact me today and let's create magic together.
And we're back. Sabi sa inyo, that's only a short break.
So earlier we've been discussing why we entered law school. At this point, we're going to discuss the best naman and the worst part of law school. We'll share our experiences, kung ano yung mga worst and the best experiences that we had in law school. Ikaw ba, Krisha? Let's start with the best experience in law school.
Best experience, siguro, at for me, would be the knowledge that it gives you. Kasi, ayun nga, just like what we were talking about earlier, sa lahat na natututunan natin sa law school, we are able to share it to other people. So, I'm really, really happy. Or the best part for me is, you know, being helpful to, you know, to my colleagues, to my friends in the province. You know, bigla na lang silang katawag or mag-chat sa akin na, May, ano sa tingin mo yung ibig sabihin nito? And then, you know, wala kang hinihinging kapalit. You're just, you know, sharing what you know from your readings, from the articles that you've read or memorized. So that, for me, is very fulfilling and the best part in law school. But what about you, Nesca?
Yes, well, yun din, actually, yung moment na, ganito pala yung batas. This is how it is being applied pala. So I think that's the best part of being in law school, that you know something na hindi pa alam ng karamihan. Like, for example, itong batas na a woman, when she marries, she is not obliged hindi siya obliged na mag-change ng kanyang surname or family name. Not everyone knows that na pwedeng hindi mag-retain ka lang sa iyong family name. So, ayun, those things or those laws are something that would like to share to other people kasi that's something na hindi nila natututunan in everyday life. Siguro matututunan na lang if they listen to us. Like, for example, this podcast, they listen to us or they read books about law school or law books, I mean. And, well, like, siguro if may kaklase sila or friend sila or they know someone who's a lawyer or someone who knows the law, they can ask. Pero iba talaga if you are someone who studied law kasi, you know. Ayun, so I think that's the best part also. And I think the second best for me is that, of course, my professors, some of them are really incredible. They are really passionate about the subject matter. Some of them also are very strict. Pero parang ma-appreciate mo sila after you graduate na, okay, ganito pala yung ginagawa nila. Kasi they want us to be trained na how it is in court. So they've made really a huge impact on us and how I think about the law. So yeah, those are the things that I think the best part of law
school.
Well,
I will agree to that.
So let's move on to...
Yeah, actually, yes. We have comments here, no? And we have a comment from our dear attorney, Aileen. So let's read it. So, hi, ladies. I wish I could be with you, but I'll catch up next Friday. Quick question for you and also to our viewers. What's your favorite lawyer movie and why? So, first and foremost, attorney, get well soon. We are praying for your fast recovery.
Yes. Get well soon, attorney.
Oh, ikaw, Nesca, what's your favorite lawyer movie?
Hirap naman sagutin yan. Kasi parang, when I entered law school, parang hindi na ako masyadong nakakanood ng movies, ganun. Hindi na ako masyadong nakakabasa ng libro, aside from law books, of course. But yeah, recently, parang hindi naman pala recently, parang couple of years ago, there's this series, Extraordinary Woo.
Yeah.
Tama ba yun? Extraordinary Woo ata. Korean ata yun. And that's really interesting. So parang yun siguro yung favorite ko so far. Ikaw, Krisha, yeah, ano yung favorite
mo? Hindi ka nakakapanood ng movie, pero yung pinapanood mo, drama. And then...
The series is
no. Okay, but ano? Wait lang, natawa ko to. Yeah. Medyo cliche, pero I would say the Bar Boys pa rin. I even went to their musical.
Bar Boys, yeah.
Kasi gustong-gusto ko talaga siya. Super ganda na musical nila. So just in any case, nabiglang na-promote. But yeah, you should catch their musical. And we also have audience watching from Pangasinan. Hi, Ate Jubel. And her daughter.
Hello.
We have Motmot. We call her Motmot.
Maria Teresa.
Hi. Okay. And we also have...
Dami mo namang fans.
Talagang share ko to sa kanila.
Piling ko yung 620 viewers natin from Pangasinan. 600. Piling ko 20 lang yung sa Texas.
Hello, everyone from Texas. We also have Miss Bernadette Rihilman Umria watching from Binalonan, Pangasinan. And we have, Attorney Aileen also commented the show, the name of the drama, which is Extraordinary Attorney Wu.
Yun, Extraordinary. Yun nga yun, attorney. Kalimutan ko na yung title.
And there's a follow-up. I watch all the episodes. Parang gusto ko siyang i-binge watch during my day off. Pero hindi kaya ng power.
Masaya siya.
Yeah, indeed.
But yun yung time lang.
And there's also another comment. Hi, watching here in Pangasinan by Jeffrey Smart.
Sabi sa'yo eh. 600 ng viewers natin nasa Pangasinan eh. Yung 200 siguro or 20 siguro nasa Houston.
Yung mga kababayan natin sa Houston, please, or even here in the Philippines, if you have any questions, please feel free to, you know, comment down below. And we have another question from Mr. Reyes. Is it studying and understanding law opens the person's fear and broadens approach to navigate and deal with societal issues, right? Medyo naguluhan ako, but I think what he is trying to point out here is, with regard to studying and understanding law, is there a possibility or is it a factor which opens up a person's fear with regard to societal issues? What's your take on this, Neska? Feeling ko nasa law school tayo bigla.
Okay, medyo malalim yung question niya. Pero I think what he is trying to say is parang would you be afraid of to navigate societal issues because you've already studied the law or you've understand the law? Well, partly yes, I think. Merong part sa'yo na matatakot ka, but it's more on you are empowered na. Kasi parang because you know the law already, you know how to deal with it. You know kung ano yung magiging next move mo, ano yung mga available remedies mo. Because you know eh, alam mo yung law, alam mo yung batas. So, alam mo kung paano paghahandaan ito in case you are the one who is going to apply the law or sa iyo na a-apply or your clients mo, sa kanila ma-apply yung law. So, I think, merong takot. Like, for example, pwedeng ganito yung mangyari. But we have this remedy. Yun. I think that's, again, the beauty of learning law and studying law.
You know, let me ask you this. No? Kasi there's this common phrase na sinasabi nila sa mga lawyers na nakakatakot daw ang mga lawyers. Kasi alam mo,
intimidate.
Alam mo ang pasikot-sikot sa batas. So, if you're a lawyer, basically, you know how to defend yourself. You know how to get away with anything illegal that you might do. Yun yung, sinasabi nila, yun yung lagi kong naririnig. Naniniwala ka ba doon?
I'm not sure. Pero siguro, Mahirap nga sagutin yun na. Pero yes, alam ng lawyer yung law. So he knows how he will get away of it. He will get away from it. So yeah, I think totoo naman yan. Totoo naman. Once a lawyer knows a law, he knows how to get away with it. He knows his remedy. He knows kung paano ito i-apply. So yeah, probably. Sabi nga nila, intimidating nga yung mga lawyers.
Sabi nga nila, tawag dito, magaling daw magsinungaling ng mga abogado. Ako, parang...
Well, I think it's not... I don't agree with that. I don't agree. Siguro parang there can be times lang na although you know something, you can't disclose it. Because pwedeng ikapahamak ito ng client mo. But of course, kailangang i-uphold yung what is the proper application of the law, and that's why we have the courts, and we respect whatever decision the court
that's
has,
true.
Especially the decision of
that's
the Supreme
true.
Court.
And also, Attorney Eileen actually answered the question that we read earlier, and she said studying law can really help people feel less scared and more equipped to handle societal issues and their rights. When you know the basics of the law, you understand your rights better, which gives you the confidence to stand up for yourself and stand up for yourself and others. This knowledge makes it easier to tackle through social problems and engage in community discussions. Ibang-iba talaga pag andito si Attorney Eileen. Attorney Eileen, pagaling ka na po.
For sure naman, Attorney Eileen will be on our next episode. And for our next episode, kasi it's very interesting topic. I think Attorney Eileen would really help us and help
our
understanding black in real life.
So guys, make sure to tune in every Friday. Don't forget. Friday CST 6:30 p.m. and then Saturday 8:30 in the morning here in the Philippines. All right, so going back to our question earlier, since we already answered what's the best part of law school, what about the worst part?
Nako, I can answer that immediately. Very easy. Very elementary question yan for me. What's really the worst part for me? It's, of course, it's our daily life in law school. Now we have to deal with balancing our responsibilities in life because hindi lang pagiging law student ang responsibility natin. We still have to deal with our responsibilities at home, at work, and at school. Worst part really is the recitation, especially if it's Socratic method. Nako, parang iihi ka talaga sa pants mo kapag hindi ka nakapag-prepare and you only have to, kailangan mo na lang magdasal na hindi ka matawag for recit if you're not really prepared. Or, ayun, if there are cases given, usually kasi yung cases sa law school would from 10 to 20 cases in one setting or one meeting pala. And you can't read everything eh. Kasi, I mean, di ba? 20 cases.
Full text pa.
Kailangan mo yung basahin. Full text pa. And they will know if they entered in law school. And you can't read everything. So, there are always kailangan may luck. Magdasal ka na hindi ka matawag sa case na hindi mo nabasa. And matawag ka lang sa case na nabasa mo. And I think that's really the craziest part in law school. Parang ginigisa ka every day.
You know,
ikaw, for you, what is the worst part in law
school? I would agree to every single word that you just said, Neska. I would agree 100%. And just to add, no, kasi yung pagka-busy kasi natin sa law school, iba talaga siya. Like, kaya nga saludo ako sa mga working student. Kasi first time ko din maging working student since last year. And yung mga classmates ko in law school now, they have a family of their own, they are working, and then full load pa sila sa law school. So, it really amazes me, ano, na bakit nakakaya nila ng ganito yon. And yung sa question eh, like, bakit nila kinakaya or nakakayanan is actually asked in the comment section. But we will answer that or we will read that question after a very, very short break. So, tune in pa din. Don't leave. We will be back.
Welcome to Season 2 of Beyond Health and Wellness with Dr. Rich. New season, new insights, Dr. Rich brings you the keys to unlock your best self on Beyond Health and Wellness. From nutrition to mindset, we're taking wellness to the next level. This is Season 2 of Beyond Health and Wellness. Join us every Friday 8 p.m. CST.
Okay, so we have... Yeah, and I know we're back. Okay, guys, may 10 minutes pa kami for this show. So make sure if you have any follow-up questions, please feel free to comment down below. And of course, again, this is produced by Lawin Media Network. Just in case you missed us, you can also always access our videos for replays in Facebook, also in YouTube, Twitch, and we are also accessible for over 15 podcasts, which includes Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon, and so on. So going back to our question.
So ayun, law school requires determination and hard work. What motivates you to continue?
Heavy.
Ikaw, Krisha, kasi I'm you're heavy. In law school. That's for you. What motivates you to continue?
This universe of question. Thank you for that wonderful question. Bad joke. All right. So what motivates, no? Okay, so I would agree that law school really requires determination and hard work. And, you know, whenever I get asked this, what motivates me to continue? My first and always answer would be my dad. My dad talaga. Like, I know it is my goal to serve the people, but above all things, I want to dedicate every hard work, my everyday journey to my father. Because if it weren't for him, of course, I will not be here naman. So, ayun, ikaw, Vanessa, what drove you during your law school days?
Yes, totoo yan. Yung sabi nila na what will motivate you to continue law school, it's really the people around you. The people who believe in you, your family, your loved ones, na hindi ka nila sinusukuan. And you just think of them and then you will really have to continue kung ano yung nasimula na natin. And ayun, sabi nga nila, it takes a village to raise or produce a lawyer. Yun yung sabi nila. And I would agree to that. Yun din yung sa akin. My family, my parents, the people who believe in me are the ones na nag-motivate sa akin to continue law school because it will really come to a point na masasabi mo sa sarili mo na bakit ba ako nag-law school? You will question, bakit ba ako nag-law school? Ano ba? Parang nagsisisi na ako na nag-law school ako. Yun, you will really come at that point na you will feel burnt out na parang susuko ka na, but no, law school is just part of life. Yun dapat yung isipin natin. Kasi it's just a part of you eh. It should not be your whole being. And there's life after law school, really. So, but yeah, well, you are in law school, your life will really revolve in law school. So just be motivated with what you have. And surround yourself with the people who believe in you, who love you. And kahit ano man ang mangyari, they will be
and
there
it's
for
really
you.
Important, you know, being surrounded by people na who will motivate you. Kasi some are just really toxic. Like, they're not really helpful with regard to your mental health na gusto mo na nga magpahinga tapos magkakaroon ka pa ng problema. That's why it's very important to surround yourself with people who shares the same goal. And I would agree then, no, na I would just like to share. Kasi, admittedly, ayun nga, guys, just like what I have mentioned earlier, I have a back subject. So, hindi ko siya tanggap nung una, but kasi syempre, father ko nagpapaaral sa akin. So, nakukonsensya ako na bakit anong ginawa ko? Bakit ako bumagsak? So, ito naman, nagko-comment din yung ano, alaga mo dyan. I'm glad nag-a-unleash. But anyway, going back. So, nung in-open up ko siya sa father ko, I'm actually doubting myself. I kept on asking myself, should I still continue? Kasi parang, hindi ko na nakikita yung improvement sa sarili ko. But, you know, my dad answered, okay lang yan. Quote and unquote, okay lang yan. Para saan pa at makakatapos ka rin. I will never totoo forget yan about that phrase. Ginawa ko siyang wallpaper sa phone ko. Just, ano, you know, an everyday reminder for me that no matter how, just like, again, sinabi ko kanina, no matter how many times you fall, bumangon ka. Kasi every day is a chance for us to be a better version of ourselves and to improve. So, ayun.
Totoo yan. You really have to fight for what you really like kasi. And nagustuhan ko yung sinabi ng father mo na pasasaan pa at makakarating ka rin. Totoo yan. Kasi it's really a journey. You will experience everything. Failure, success. It's not always failure, of course. There would also be a time na magtatagumpay ka. And someday, you will really reach your destination. So yun, if gusto talaga nilang mag-law school, talagang pag-isipan nila. Because it will really take a lot from them. Your time, your attention, your hard work. And ayun, sabi nga nila, law school is a jealous mistress. So, be prepared to have a mistress when you entered law school. Not amen. Literally, but the jealous mistress.
Amen, I mean, to that. All. Amen. So, shout out sa aking pinakamamahal na tatay. Ingat po kayo dyan. Naman ganun. But anyway, Neska, before we wrap up, no, is there anything, any message that you want to give to our viewers, possibly sa mga gustong mag-law school?
Ayun, nasabi ko nga kanina, when you really want to be a lawyer, you have to prepare for it because it will require a lot from you. Your time, your attention, your hard work, lahat kukunin sa'yo, especially that time. And ayun, be really prepared, not only for law school, but for every day. Kasi it will really challenge you. Madaming susubukin sa'yo yung law school, patience, your determination also. It will really come to a point na magtatanong ka sa sarili mo if para ba sa'yo yung law school, magiging abogado ka ba, will you really make it, para ba talaga sa'yo to, you will really question a lot. So ayun, you have to have a strong heart and a strong mind to get there.
Indeed. And as for me, a message coming from a law student, but a mantra, you know, whenever I feel burnout, whenever I start to doubt myself, I always say, remember why you started. Kasi you will always go back. Gaya nga nang sabi ng mga professors natin, always remember the basics. Kasi diyan naman yung nag-start ang lahat eh.
Mm-hmm.
So, relating it, always ask yourself why you started or why you entered law school in the first place. So, yun na ang gusto kong sabihin.
Totoo. Yun nga yung sabi nila, you really have to find your purpose. Why you entered law school, but ironically for me, I still don't know. But yeah.
I hope soon we would know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
Malay natin next week, ma-share mo kaya with Attorney Aileen, di ba? With our viewers out there, no?
But,
true.
Yeah, shout out na lang sa ating mga Facebook viewers. We have Shivas Reyes, Mark Joseph, Joshua Asuncion, hello there. Jeffrey Sorio watching from Pangasinan, hello everyone. Ang dami talagang fans ni Christian dito. Dapat may Christianatics ka na or Christian Nation.
May nag-comment pa. Ah, si Attorney Aileen. When I was... Okay. Here. Can you please read it, Neska?
Okay, when I was a law student, my daily motivation was what I do today is important because I am exchanging a day of my life for him. Oh, grabe, that was a strong motivation. Totoo yan, yung ginagawa mo ngayon, it will really affect your future. Totoo yan.
Feeling ko ano, kukopihin ko itong ano, sinabi ni Attorney Erwin. Pag may nagtanong sa akin,
gawin mo rin wallpaper.
Gagawin mo rin wallpaper. Dalawa yung phone ko, yung isa. Para sa isang phone ko to. But,
okay.
Anyway, Naska.
Oh, ayun. So that was Legal Treats today, January 24, 2025. As always, I enjoyed this episode. Parang personal lang, casual lang. But we really miss Attorney Eileen here sa Legal Treats. Hope you will join us next week because we are going to discuss a very important topic, which is neglect. We will discuss understanding neglect in real-life cases. It's part of our series of episodes for domestic abuse.
So make sure, guys, to tune in every Friday, CST, 6:30 p.m. and Saturday, 8:30 in the morning in the Philippines. So, ayun, guys. At again, Attorney Eileen.
So, thanks so much for tuning in. Yes, Attorney Eileen, get well soon. Thank you so much for tuning in today, everyone. Whether you're already in law school or you're still thinking about it, remember that it's a journey, as we've said earlier. So just stay focused, keep learning, and don't forget to enjoy the ride.
Bye, everyone.